This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. The Grand Avenue Bridge in Glenwood Springs is the main gateway to the Roaring Fork Valley. It's closing in a little over 2 weeks. It'll be closed for 95 days as the new bridge is completed. In the meantime, traffic will be rerouted onto a two-lane detour. To learn about how some businesses are preparing for the closure, we turn to Wyatt Orme. He's our reporter based in Carbondale. Hi, Wyatt.
Hello.
Obviously, we're all going to be impacted by this, but let's focus on local businesses.
Yeah, it seems like construction companies disproportionately are going to be affected by the closure. And not all construction companies will be impacted the same. There's some really, really big companies out of Grand Junction or Denver that already have employee housing set up, so they don't have employees who live west of the bridge. There are other smaller, maybe more local construction companies who do have employees who live on the other side of the bridge, and they have to get their employees to and from work every single day.
So what are some ways that local businesses are altering their order of operations because of this closure?
So the city of Glenwood Springs is changing up their work week. Staff there is going to work 10-hour days 4 times a week, and this 10-hour day just basically ensures that they're not kind of commuting in the thick of the traffic on the detour. Carbondale is going to do basically the same thing, but other companies aren't really changing all that much. The ski company, for example, the Aspen Ski Company, told me they're just educating their employees about the impacts of the bridge closure. The closure for the ski company is happening at kind of the least painful time that it could.
How are hotels in the valley going to be affected?
Some of the hotels that I've talked to seem like they're most concerned about their deliveries. So making sure that the food they've ordered is getting here on time, the bars of soap and so forth.
So speaking of deliveries, how about grocery stores? Will there be a fresh apple in sight in the valley?
There definitely will. September? There definitely will. There's no need to start stocking up on canned foods. Kroger, who runs City Market, says that they've already been delivering in the middle of the night because the traffic is so bad.
So are local businesses just gearing up to lose money because of this?
Not everyone. I had an interesting conversation with someone who works in sales at the Element Hotel in Basalt, and she told me that the bridge closure actually is a good thing for their business because she's gotten a lot of calls from construction companies who are asking about long-term stays. Also, during October and November, there are going to be more commercial flights into Aspen. Both United and American Airlines are adding an additional nonstop flight. At the end of the day, we don't really know what the bridge closure is going to do, so we kind of have to wait and see.
Thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
That's reporter Wyatt Orme on the Grand Avenue Bridge closure in Glenwood Springs. The bridge closes on August 14th. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.